Ano masasabi ninyo sa isang mama na nasa piitan for 10 years, na kung saan ang sitwasyon niya ron is napakaliit lang ng kanyang lugar, tapos siksikan sila ron, wala siyang mahigaan, agawan sa pagkain, minsan nabubuli pa, at talagang minsan ay dumarating sa buhay niya na parang gusto niya sumuko. So ganun ko kahirap ang kanyang kalagayan. Until isang araw, may isang mama na nakapansin sa kanya at nagkaroon po ng compassion sa kanya. At nilapitan siya at ang otoridad at nagpataw ng piyansa. Nagbayad po ng piyansa sa kanya. At hindi lamang siya napakawalan sa piitan, siya rin po ay naoferan ng tahanan. Kinupkop din siya ng mamang ito. Pinatira sa kanilang tahanan, parang ginawang kapamilya na. And after ng ilang buwan, yung mamang dating nasa piitan, lumapit sa, kumupkop sa kanya at nagpalaya sa kanya at ito ang sinabi, balik mo na ako sa piitan. Sa gulat ng mama, sabi niya, bakit? And he gave some weird reasons kung bakit gusto niyang bumalik sa piitan. Samantalang masarap ang pagkain sa tahanan, maraming kwarto, maraming lugar na pwede niyang takbuhan, may kalayaan siya doon, hindi ho siya nabubuli doon. Yet, pinili ng mama na ito na bumalik sa piitan. Ano masasabi ninyo sa mamang ito? Baliw? Nawawala na sa sarili? Some would say he's foolish. This is insane. Wala sa reason. Honestly, yun ang reaction ni Apostle Paul sa mga Galatians. Nung minsan pa natikman nila ang tamis ng grasya ng Panginoon, yet bumabalik sila sa dati nilang pamumuhay. Bumabalik sila sa dati nilang reliyon na kung saan umaalipin sa kanya. Ano kaya ang gagawin ni Paul sa mga taga-Galatians na ito? Yun po ang aaralan natin ngayong hapon na ito. We are now in our 8th week in our sermon series in the book of Galatians, No Other Gospel. The Apostle Paul wrote this letter to the Galatian Christians because of the increasing number of false teachers who are persuading the believers in Galatia to believe a different gospel. A gospel that has been not been taught by Paul at sa mga apostles sa Jerusalem. Though through this letter na sinulat ni Paul, he championed and defended the gospel by grace through faith in Christ alone for justification. So lahat, Paul is explaining, lahat mga nakasulat sa law, lahat ng mga practices are all pointing sa kanya. Christ is the fulfillment of the law. Pinuturo kay Christ, hindi kay Paul. So yun ang sina-champion po ni Paul. The false teachers were teaching that justification is received by obeying the law. Paano? Through circumcision, obeying yung dietary laws. Ngayon, may dinagdag pa sila. Hindi lamang na yung justification ay kailangan sundin yung laws na ito. Ultimo, yung process ng sanctification, kailangan din po nila i-attain by zealously obeying the law and following Old Testament Jewish rituals. Yun ngayon ang pinupush po nila. Paul, in this message, was shocked. Na-shock siya. Bakit kayo bumabalik doon? They were buying itong line na ito na kung saan dapat hindi na sila bumalik doon, pero bumabalik-balik sila sa gantong klaseng pag-aalipin. And Paul was astounded. So in our passage today, Paul reminded them that the gospel of grace that saved them is the same gospel of grace that will transform them. It's the same gospel of grace that will sustain them. It's the same gospel of grace na magbibigay sila ng consistency sa pamumuhay ng Christian life. It's the same gospel of grace that will mature them sa kanilang walk with Christ. Ang main point po natin ngayong hapon na to is this. We were once slaves to sin, but now are sons of God. And to turn back to being slaves is to abandon the true living God. We are once slaves to sin, but now are sons of God, and to turn back to being slaves is to abandon the true living God. We have 3 points ngayong hapon ito. Number one, when you did not know God, verse 8. Number two, when you came to know God, verse 9, first part. And number three, when you turned back to worthless gods, second part of verse 9 hanggang verse 11. Number one, let's jump right in. When you did not know God. So ang ginagawa ni Paul dito is that he's reminding yung mga Galatians kung sino sila, ano nangyari sa kanila, kung ano yung ginagawa nila. Okay? So these are warnings, these are questions to process, diagnostic questions. And I think these diagnostic questions can also be asked by us personally as we sit and listen to God's Word. When you did not know God, upang maagapan ang tuluyang pagbalik ng mga Galatians sa pagkaalipin sa kasalanan, ipinaalalanan ni Paul, ni Apostle Paul, kung ano ang kanilang tunay na spiritual na kondisyon bago po sila nakakilala sa Panginoon. He's reminding them kung sino ba sila noon. Tignan niyo po yung verse 8. Formerly, when you did not know God, you were enslaved to those by nature are not gods. So, bago ang mga Galatians naging adopted sons of God, bago po sila naging converted, bago po sila naging God worshipers, bago sila po naging Christians, there was a time that they did not know God. They did not have any knowledge of the true living God of the Bible. Nor do they have any relationship sa Diyos na ito. Karamihan sa kanila ay mga Gentiles o mga Hintil who worship gods and goddesses of ancient Greece. They're worshiping gods like Zeus at ang mother goddess na tinatawag nila na Zizimine. Yung iba sa kanila ay nalulong sa astrology na kung saan inoobserba nila mga movement ng mga constellations at ang kanilang paniniwala, yung may kinalaman daw ang movement ng constellations or mga planets and stars sa kapalaran ng tao. And I think this is a modern, yung nagsimula yung practices ngayon of looking at horoscopes, no? So yun po yung ginagawa sa panahon ngayon. All through Galatia, people belong to a Roman Empire cult. Kung ikaw part ng Rome, part ka ng Roman Empire cult. Ano yung Roman Empire cult? Because in the Roman Empire, yung mga citizens there, most of them, kung hindi sila Christians, they worship their emperor. They worship Caesar. So kung part ka ng citizen ng mismong empire na yon, then you celebrate yung birthday ni Caesar, but really it's a worship service para kay Caesar. Now regardless that these men or self-proclaimed gods o mga Diyos-Diyosa na gawa-gawa ng kanilang imahinasyon are saying this, these deities were really no gods at all. Hindi sila tunay na Diyos. Bagamat ito ay mga false gods at religions, they have a strong demonic influence or influences over them na nagdudulot na tunay na pag-aalipin ng mga tao ho dito sa panahon na ito. As they continued to bow down to these false gods, it brought them real spiritual slavery. The Galatians were formerly enslaved, or they were slaves to sin, and they were slaves to Satan. At wala ho silang kalaban-laban. Because they did not know God. Itong slavery na ito ay natural na kondisyon ng buong sangkatauhan, if I may say that. Lahat ng tao are slaves to sin. Lahat ng tao are slaves to Satan. And do not have the power to set themselves free from this slavery. Lahat ng tao are in bondage because man did not know God. Now, hindi ko naman po sinasabi na ang tao sa buong mundo has no knowledge about God. Okay? Lahat ng tao has a certain knowledge about God. Whether lumaki ka sa church o lumaki ka sa bundok na walang access ng Bible o walang nagtuturo ng gospel, everyone has a certain knowledge about God. Because God have provided means to make himself known. So paano, Pastor? Well, in-express niya o pinakita niya ang kanyang existence and attributes revealed to three different areas. And one is creation. I remember experiencing hiking for 4 hours with a team sa mountains ng Mindoro years ago. Dito ho yung Mindoro na yan sa Pilipinas po yun. In order to reach yung tribes na tinatawag na mga Mangyan tribes. They were, yung pagdating po namin doon sa village ng mga Mangyan tribe, and we have there was already a gospel work na nangyayari po doon. One of them were sharing to me na bago sila naging Christian, Sinasamba nila ang araw, sinasamba nila yung buwan, naniniwala sila sa lahat ng mga bagay sa mundo ay may espiritu, yung bato may espiritu yan, yung halaman na yan, may espiritu yan. Sinasamba nila yung mga kabundukan, and they're worshiping nature because they observed the beauty and complexities and purposefulness ng nature. Napansin po nila yon. And they understood that there is a being, a creator who is beyond them. An intelligent designer who created and sustained all things. Yet, wala naman silang access sa Bible. Yet, wala naman pumunta doon years ago para turuan sila on how the world works. Yet, they know because they have seen through nature. At mga kaibigan, ito po yung sinasabi ni Paul sa Romans chapter 1, verse 20. Okay? Sabi mo dyan, for His invisible attributes, namely, His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made so that they are without excuse. God has made Himself known through creation. Para ang tao raw, walang dahilan para sabihin na walang Diyos. My Diyos, look at nature. Same situation, nakausap ko po yung chieftain o yung pinakapinuno ng tribe na ito, ng mga mangyan. And he told me that in order magkaroon sila ng unity at peace sa kanilang community noon, nung hindi pa sila napupuntahan ng tagalabas, they need to set in place rules at saka policies in order mamuhay sila na may kapayapaan, which is very interesting. Though wala silang kopya ng Bible, wala silang kopya ng batas pantao na tinalaga ng ating gobyerno, mayroon silang sense of what is morally right and morally wrong, which is the second thing na ginagamit ng Panginoon to reveal Himself. This tells us that God's existence and attributes are revealed through the written law in our hearts, through the conscience. Kahit sabi mo, walang education ng tao, nasa bundok po at walang access ng civilization, they still have an understanding of God aside from nature. Meron din that is written in the hearts of men. May sense of right and wrong ang tao. Alam nila kapag ninakaw sa kanila ang kanilang pagkain, mali yun. There's a sense of right and wrong. Pag asawa ko to, huwag mong kunin, mali yun, malay ang pumatay. So innate po yun sa tao. Why? Because of the Imago Dei. Imago Dei means the image of God. We have been created in the image of God. Though because of sin, in Genesis chapter 3, naging distorted yung image na yan because of sin. Yet, nandun pa rin mga certain qualities and attributes ng tao. So, through creation, through the written law, when you say the written law, which is yung Ten Commandments na kalagay sa heart ng tao, at makikita po yan sa Romans 2, 14 to 15. Now, let me read that to you. Romans 2, 14 to 15, if you want to write that down. For when Gentiles who do not have the law, by nature do what the law requires, they are a law to themselves, even though they do not have the law. They do not have the Ten Commandments. Pero they're doing things na parang nakalagay sa Ten Commandments. Verse 15, they show that the work of the law is written on their hearts, with their conscience also bears witness, and their conflicting thoughts accuse or even excuse them. So these are two means na ginagamit ng Panginoon, through creation and through the conviction na nilagay ng Panginoon sa hearts ng tao. And of course, there is the revealed Word of God, which is the Bible or Scripture. So opo, lahat ng tao sa mundo ay may certain knowledge about God. So ano yung sinasabi ni Paul dito? Na hindi nila alam ang Diyos, kaya wala silang relasyon sa Diyos, kaya nagkakagulo-gulo ng buhay. Ano ba sinasabi ni Paul dito? So, may certain knowledge, may certain understanding ang tao about God. This is God's common grace sa tao. He has made Himself known through these means. Ngunit, and listen to this, knowing something about God ay hindi po saving knowledge. Knowing something about God does not save you. There should be a saving knowledge of God. At mamaya po, titignan po natin yon. Or ang kaalaman patungkol sa Diyos ay hindi magdudulot ng kaligtasan o kalayaan sa kasalanan. Hindi po sapat just knowing something about God because man's mind and heart are enslaved to sin. Hindi po sapat na meron ako nalalaman about kay God, that will not cleanse you from your sin, that will not save you from your sin. Okay? Because your mind and your heart is distorted, it's sinful, and it's flawed. Hindi po pwede, hindi kakayanin. We need more than just certain knowledge about God. And among Galatians, that they are enslaved to numerous gods. Their minds and hearts are in bondage with these idols. Their minds are enslaved to dark, sinful thoughts, and their hearts and affections or desires are enslaved to the lust of their flesh. And they suffer the bondage of the will. The bondage, and listen to this, the bondage of continually sinning. Have you experienced that? That you are so itching to change, pero hindi mo magawa, and you're tired and frustrated, and hindi mo mabago ang iyong sarili. That's the bondage of the will, because the innate heart of man is sinful. At mga kaibigan, this describes our minds. This describes our hearts. This describes our lives when we are enslaved to sin. Ganun po ang itsura ng isang tao na inaalipin ng kasalanan. Lahat, ang tao na inaalipin ng kasalanan ay lahat ng kanyang decision-making sa buhay, ang mga salitang namumutawi sa kanyang mga labi, ang mga hangarin po niya sa buhay, ay lahat nakatali sa kasalanan. Lahat nakatali sa kamunduhan. Lahat nakatali sa karebeldehan. At ang masakit pa po dyan, our sins will always negatively affect others, especially loved ones. Yan ang estado ng puso ng isang taong naalipin sa kasalanan. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 18. I know most of them are not written in our screens, so I encourage you just to write it down if I'm talking too fast, or kung gusto nyo, babagalan ko po ng konti, but write it down so you can review it, okay? Ephesians chapter 4, verse 18. They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardness of their hearts. Yun po ang issue ng tao eh.
Matigas ang puso, makasalanan ang puso, kaya hindi kaya magbago.
John chapter 8, verse 34. John 8, 34. Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin." Everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. So friends, this teaches us an important point. And this is the important point. Hindi porke na lumaki po tayo sa church o maraming tayong kaalaman patungkol po sa salita ng Diyos o maraming tayong alam na Bible verses o maraming tayong alam na Christian songs o alam natin lahat yung routine ng service sa loob ng church, hindi po garantiya na tayo ay isang tunay na anak ng Diyos. Hindi porque ang tatay mo pastor, ang lolo mo pastor, ang asawa mo pastor, gusto mo magpastor, gusto mong mag-aral sa Bible school, walang garantiya po yan na ikaw ay anak ng Diyos. We were all ignorant about the truth of God and the gospel of Jesus Christ. Listen, if we claim to know God, yet mistreat our spouses, neglect your children, rebel against your parents, involve in sexually immoral activities, entertain shady dealings sa trabaho, hate to be with God's people, has zero desire to follow Christ and His word, has no sorrow, no repentance over sin, and find our security, peace, comfort in the things of this world and not on Christ, then could it be, friends, could it be that we are still slaves to sin? Could it be? 1 John chapter 3, verse 9. 1 John chapter 3, verse 9. No one born of God makes a practice of sinning, for God's seed abides in him, and he cannot keep on sinning because he has been born of God. Now, teka muna, hindi ba sinasabi na ito, ibig sabihin niya, pag ikaw anak ng Diyos, hindi ka na nakakasala, Pastor. Hindi po yun ang sinasabi ng passage. Hindi po sinasabi dito na ang tunay na anak ng Diyos ay hindi magkakasala. Ang ibig sabihin po nito, ang sinasabi po dito, ay ang tunay na anak ng Diyos ay hindi magpapatuloy, hindi magpapakasasa sa kasalanan. Kasi kung tunay na anak ng Diyos at napatuloy siya nagre-rebelde, didisiplinahin ng Panginoon niyang pabalik. And God's sheep hears His voice. They know Him and they follow Him. So mga kaibigan, hindi po sapat to know something about God upang mapalaya tayo sa kasalanan. Hindi po sapat na maraming ang alam na theology. Pinahahawakan ko ang sovereign grace theology and from there makikipagdebate ako. Hindi po even garantiya po yun na ikaw ay Kristiyano. Hindi po. Kung hindi to nakikita, kung hindi nakikita yung mensahe ng ebanghelyo na tinuturo mo, kung hindi nakikita ang transformation sa buhay mo. Kaduda-duda po. Kaduda-duda. Ang tunay na pinalaya sa kasalanan, ang tunay na anak ng Diyos, o ang tunay na Christian is someone who knows God. Which is yung point number two natin. Number two. So Paul reminds them who they were before. And before I go to point number two, I hope this has also been a journey to you sa point number one, who you were before. I think of all people, nakakilala sa inyo kayo and kung paano kayo mamuhay noon. And by the grace of God, eto ka na ngayon. So ano yung eto ka ngayon, which is yung point number two? When you came to know God. Look at verse 9, first part. Pagkatapos ipaalala ni Paul kung sino sila noon, mga alipin sa kasalanan at mga kaaway ng Diyos, ngayon naman pinaalala niya kung paano sila pinalaya sa kasalanan. Look at yung first part ng verse 9. But now that you have come to know God, let's stop right there. The Galatians came to know God through the preaching of the gospel of grace through faith in Christ alone. In short, they came to the men with dahil sa ministry ni Paul at ni Barnabas sharing the gospel to them. A gospel that will set them free from the gods that were enslaving them. He preached that the God he came to know created the world and everything in it. He preached that He is the Lord of heaven and earth, that He does not live in man-made temples, kagaya ng mga Diyos-Diyos ninyo. He preached that He does not need to be served by human hands as if may kailangan ng Diyos sa atin. Then He preached na ang Diyos na ito demands to be worshipped. At siya lamang ang dapat sambahin. That man failed to worship God because he has no desire to worship God. And friends, this describes yung status ng isang tao na kung saan wala sa Diyos. He doesn't want to worship God. Why? Because his heart is enslaved by sin. And if a person's heart is enslaved by sin, it is enslaved by a god or gods. Ang kanyang desire is only to worship himself. He does not want God. He does not desire God. In fact, he hates God. He hates his will. He hates his word. He's rebellious and hostile to his people. And his desires are only to satisfy the longings of his flesh. Kasi ito talaga ang tunay na desire niya. He desires to be God. No different from Adam in Genesis chapter 3 and Eve. Friends, this strikes a blow against God's holiness. And all idolaters deserve to be judged by a holy God. Judged eternally ng Panginoon. But God, who is rich in mercy, granted us grace by sending His Son, Jesus Christ, who perfectly worshiped the Father in His living and on His dying. He was hung on the cross for the sins of idolaters, adulterers, murderers, human traffickers, drug pushers, rapists, pedophiles, prostitutes, thieves, religious hypocrites, self-righteous people. Your sins and my sin, all sins He bore on that tree, and He experienced the full judgment of God in our place habang siya'y nakapako sa cross. He died for our sins, was buried, and on the third day has risen from the dead.
Dito po tayo napalaya, nung hindi na natiling patay si Jesus.
At kung sino man ang magsisisi sa kanyang kasalanan, will put his faith and trust on Christ's finished work on the cross, shall be freed, shall be saved, shall be cleansed from sin, shall be adopted as sons and daughters of God. Yun yung gospel promise. This was the very gospel that Paul preached to the Galatians. They were set free from the bondage of sin. They became true Christians because they came to know God. They now know God. Praise God. You are here today, every Friday, because you came to know God. Praise God. Now, ang salitang know dito ay hindi to know some facts about something or someone. Sa Bible, the knowledge of God na ginagamit is always personal. It involves an intimate encounter with God the Father through the Spirit of His Son. It means to know someone personally, to know someone intimately, to experience someone personally. Ito ay synonymous to love or to choose to love in the closest of relationships. Yung pong ibig sabihin nun. It is the same language of knowing sa Matthew chapter 7 when Jesus Christ said, I do not know you. Remember, people came to Jesus Christ saying, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? Have we not cast out demons in your name? And in short, these are religious people. They are very religious people, casting demons, prophesying, preaching, doing wonderful signs and wonders, serving God in the ministry. These are the people na binabanggit ni Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 7. Of course, kung yun ang ginagawa nila, that would be enough evidence na sila'y tunay na Kristiyano. Nagpapalayas ang demonyo, malamang talagang anak ng Diyos. Pero ito sinabi ni Jesus Christ, I do not know you. Again, the same term, know means that this is what Jesus is saying. I do not have a personal relationship with you. Be gone. If you have been rejected by the Son of God, wala ka ng pag-asa. Pero may pag-asa ka pa. Nandito ka pa. But the question is, will you continue to reject the Son of God? Because there will come a time pag pinauwi na tayo ng Panginoon sa kabilang buhay, and if you reject Him here, He will reject you there. John 17, verse 3. And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Again, no is not intellectual, it's not cognitive, no relationship, no. John 10, 14, sabi ni Jesus Christ, I am the good shepherd, I know my sheep. And here it goes, my sheep knows me. I have a relationship with my sheep, and my sheep have a relationship with me. To know God is to have a personal relationship with Him. It is not empty religiosity or religious activity. It is having a vibrant, intimate relationship with God. Ito ang desire ni Paul all throughout ng kanyang ministry sa buhay. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. That I may know Him, relationship, and the power of His resurrection, and may share His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death. Yun ang goal ni Paul. Sabi sa So Jeremiah 9:24, but let him who boasts in this, kung meron mang ikaw pagmamayabang sa mundo na to, sabi ni sa Jeremiah 9:24, that he understands and knows me, declares the Lord. Napakadami yung pinagayabang natin sa mundo, ano? Pag meron tayong kamag-anak na doktor, ay, kapatid ko yan. Ay, may mga close ties tayo, madalas tayo. Ay, nakita mo yan yung artist. Kababata ako yan eh. Hindi mo nga pinapansin ngayon, pinansin mo nung sumikat. Di ba? Parang gano'n. Madali tayo magmalaki ng mga tao na kung saan sumikat, may pinaparangalan. Ultimo criminal, kakulong na yan. Ako, barkada ko yan eh. But here's ang dapat nating pagmalaki. That we know God. And live in light of eternity because of God. Mga kaibigan, kung meron po tayong pagmamalaki sa buhay, that is because we have a relationship with God. Listen to this. Christianity is not a matter of what we know, but whom we know. Isn't that wonderful? Christianity is not a matter of what we know, but whom we know. Pero you know what? There's something better than sa quote na yan. Or better yet, who knows us? Isn't that wonderful? Let me read that again. Christianity is not a matter of what we know, but whom we know. Or better yet, who knows us? Mas maganda yon. Sino ang may kakilala sa atin? Look at verse 9. But now that you have come to know God, or rather, to be known by God. Mas mahalaga po to. To be known by God. Paul makes a very important theological clarification dito sa verse 9. Ang sinasabi po niya dito, yes, to know God through the gospel of grace, through faith in Christ alone, is to be a child of God. That's great. But this depends on the fundamental truth that we are known by God. Kailangan mauna yon. That you are known by God. Friends, the reason why you know God personally, it's because He knows us first. Friends, this is the beautiful theology of sovereign grace. You are known by God. This is the freedom of God's grace. God knew us long before we came to know Him. We talked a little bit about this last or a couple of weeks ago. God Himself did the initiative to include us to become members ng kanyang family for eternity. Remember Paul on the Damascus Road? Nung pangalan pa niya ay Saul? He was out papunta ho with soldiers to Damascus. Nasa road na yan, ang pinaka-goal niya is to destroy Christians. Yun ang kanyang mission, yun ang kanyang goal. He was marching on that road. He is out to destroy Christians. He's out to shame the name of Jesus Christ. He was rebellious against Christ. He did not care about Jesus Christ. He was blaspheming the name of Jesus Christ. He was an enemy of Jesus Christ. But you know what happens at Acts chapter 9? This enemy of Jesus was stopped by Jesus. Stop from what, Pastor? What do you mean, stop from what? He was stopped from being rebellious. He was stopped. God stopped him from being a blasphemer. God stopped him from sinning. God stopped him from marching to his death. God stopped him from running away from him. I want to pause here to give like a pastoral comment. If you have a loved one right now na matigas ang puso, patuloy na tumatakbo palayo sa Panginoon, patuloy na nagre-rebelde, pray to God to put them to stop. That God would capture their hearts, repent from their sins, and trust Him. God captured Saul's heart, called him, chose him, cleansed him, forgave him, adopted him, and now sent him. Yun ang itsura ng kaligtasan natin, mga kapatid sa Panginoon. You were stopped by God from continually sinning. God stopped you as you marched towards that road to death. That is grace. That is grace. Paul was not out searching for God. Tandaan niyo po yun. God was not lost. He was lost and God found him. Friend, it's not you who's searching God. He is the one who is searching you. And for some of us who are here, you have been found. And some of you are nandito, and you have no idea kung bakit anong ginagawa ko rito. Napilitan, o nandito na lang ba, naimbita, napagbigyan. But if you're hearing today, count this as a blessing because God is searching
you.
For you. He is speaking to you in ways right now that I have no idea. And if you heard the gospel of Jesus Christ, huwag mo nang patigasin ang puso mo. Repent from your sin. Trust Jesus Christ alone. Not religion. Not your good works. But Christ alone. In verse 9, sinabi dyan, to be known. By that, God means to be personally loved by God in a saving relationship, individually graced by God. Sabi ni John Calvin, nag-comment siya sa passage ito, and he said, God has visited them in His mercy, mga Galatians. Parang isang baby po ito na inampon. Inampon ng isang mama nung bumisita siya sa orphanage. He visits the orphanage, he saw a baby girl sa crib. He loved her so much, inampon niya at sinama, in-include siya sa kanyang pamilya. This baby girl grew up, calls him daddy, because he is the only daddy that she ever knew. But she knows him as her daddy only because he first knew her as his daughter. Friends, God the Father has sovereignly chose you or some of you to be His son and daughter. Before the foundations of the world, He chose to adopt you, not because He sees something good sa inyo o sa akin. Not because there's something impressive or attractive. Say, well, malakas tayo sa Panginoon, kaya pinili tayo. Niligtas tayo, hindi po. Then why? Why me, Pastor? Well, it's because of His great grace sa'yo. For the praise of His glorious grace. Ephesians chapter 1. Even, verse 4, even as He chose us in Him before the foundations of the world, that we should be only holy and blameless before Him in love, verse 5, He predestined us for adoption to Himself as sons through Jesus Christ according to the purpose of His will. And here it comes, so the reason why, verse 6, to the praise of His glorious grace. He chose you for His glory. Friends, we chose God, and listen to this, and they learn why we chose God, because He first chose us. We love God because He first loved us. God is always the initiator. Man is always the responder. God is always the initiator. Man is always the responder. We are now sons and daughters of God because Jesus now is our older brother. Ang tawag ngayon kay Jesus Christ is kuya. Siya ngayon ang ating kuya. Yun ang klaseng relationship na meron tayo sa Panginoon. Friends, this should not confuse you. This should not confuse us, yung theology na ito. It should humble us. This should spur us to live boldly for Him. We should live radical lives for His glory and die for His glory. If God has chosen you before the foundations of the world, then praise God. You heard the gospel. You responded to the gospel. Now yung buhay mo ngayon ay hindi na sa'yo. Hindi na dapat pinapatakbo, pinamumuhay ayon sa kagustuhan mo, hindi ayon sa Panginoon. Kaya kailangan maging matapang po tayo. Alam ko po, these are uncertain times. Kagaya ng sinabi ni Pastor John kanina. For the past weeks, widespread news about schools closing for a month, event companies canceling their shows, canceled shipments from abroad, internal memos that strongly suggest to limit unnecessary travels, and some companies starting to encourage employees to work from home. Yes, mga kapatid, we all know that the COVID-19 virus is a new enemy, and its effects are global. And I think the world is not ready for it. Hindi po natin maiwasan ang mangamba. Hindi po ba? Hindi natin maiwasan ang mag-alala at matakot. Iisip ko pa ako pang pwedeng M eh, pero hanggang tatlo lang ako. Hindi natin maiwasan mangamba, mag-alala at matakot, lalo na kung may anak kayo. I understand that. Quite honestly, I felt I felt the fear and paranoia this week. I felt the fear and paranoia this week to the point na yung shortness of breath ko na na-experience ko this week and the tightening of my throat ay immediately in-associate ko na as a symptom ng COVID-19. Because of my fear, sinama ko si Kiko, isa sa mga members natin, at pumunta ho kami sa medical, sa hospital ho dyan sa Medical City or sa City Hospital. I visited the doctor, binigyan ako ng test, in-ECG ako lahat, and nahihiya ako itarong si Kiko, tinanong, Pastor, gusto niya malaman, ay sabi niya, Doc, gusto niya malaman kung may coronavirus siya. And the doctor was so gracious and very informative and so forth. So the question is, ano yung nararamdaman ko? And this is what he gave me. Sabi niya, you had too much coffee, and what you're experiencing right now is hyperacidity. Galit na galit ako. Tinira yung coffee. Fear and anxiety is real sa panahon na to. When Diane and I were flying back from Qatar or from Oman, so Qatar papuntang Oman and then Oman papunta sa Dubai, medyo konti lang yung flights. And while we were sleeping nung time na yun sa airplane, biglang may umubo sa likod ko. And in mid, my knee-jerk response is to... And I see a sweet elderly lady with all the gears, mask, gloves. And she looked at me and says, this is not coronavirus. Allergy. The paranoia is out there. And the fear is real, friends. The fear is real. But friends, let me remind us as brothers and sisters, as Christians, that we should not be paralyzed doing great things for the Lord because of fear. I'm not saying, and this is my disclaimer, na wag maging pabaya tayo, wag tayong mag-ingat. I'm not saying that our church has been sending a lot of announcements from emails to WhatsApp to personal interactions, that these are the precautionary measures that we will be doing as a church. So, yes, kailangan mag-ingat tayo. Do all that it takes to prevent the spread of the virus, but not at the expense of spreading the gospel. Amen. If you think because of this virus, I will not herald the gospel of Jesus Christ, kapatid, where is your heart right now? Christ died for you. You bore in your salvation, na dapat ikaw ay kailangan mag-spread ng gospel. Friends, let me remind us, we will all face death eventually. And I know this is hard to hear, knowing na sunod-sunod yung mga death numbers natin. There are thousands of people who are mourning right now. This could be inappropriate. And maybe you have a loved one right now who's in that situation. So, forgive me for being insensitive, but I need to get this out. This is a fallen world. It is deteriorating and eventually will be destroyed, including itong bodies natin. But thanks to Jesus, we can come to that day with confidence. Let us be bold like Paul in sinabi sa Philippians chapter 1, verse 21. To live is Christ and to die... Eh, sa live pa lang, ayaw na natin, to die pa. Diba? Let us be reminded. Kung isipin po natin, actually, wala naman talaga truly reason para kailangan tayo matakot. Not the coronavirus, not natural disasters, nothing. We must link arms and press on, friends. May situations like this fuel our worship and not heighten our worries. Let us walk in faith, not in fear. Jesus is sovereign over all. And we are, and I said this, we are immortals until God's work for us to do sa mundo na ito is finished. I want us to process that. We are all immortals until God's work for us to do sa mundo na ito is finished. God will determine kung kailan ka pauuwiin, hindi ang coronavirus. And if He wants to use that, I hope that the corona, habang na-catch tayo ng corona ito, we are doing God's will. Advancing boldly God's word. Instead of, and this is more of my opinion, instead of checking messages and chatting about kung gaano kataas ang numbers na ng effects ng bansa na ito, yung na-infect ng virus na ito, we should start praying. We should start planning. And let me push us as brothers and sisters dito sa Crossroads, let's start praying and planning what to do kung isa sa member natin ay nagkaroon. Have you ever thought about that? What if isa dalawa sa member, what we should be praying? And the elders are meeting almost every week for the contingencies and how to care and think about to care for members if nagkaroon. Friends, I think we need to start thinking if our family members ang na-infect. What do we do? Or, kung tayo ang na-infect. Pastor, negative yan eh. Bad yan, Pastor. Let's not being pagans. Stop being pagans. Okay, sa mga superstitious beliefs na yan. Diane and I, the other night, we're talking about, ito na yung usapan namin sa gabi. No? So, kung ikaw ang nauna magkaroon, so we are already thinking about this kasi it's not an if, it might be a when eh. Again, praise God, hindi naman lahat magkakaroon. I know that. Sa mga edad natin na medyo bata. But parang hindi kayo sumasang-ayon doon. But then again, Corona is not sovereign over your life. God is sovereign over your life. In these times of crisis, we should be different than the world. It's time to shine, Christians. Shine for Christ. Number three and last. When you turn back to worthless gods, verse 9, second part of verse 9 to 11. Anyone who receives such grace, such undeserved favor galing sa Panginoon, could never go back to slavery of legalism. Pero ang nakakamangha dito kay Paul is yun yung ginawa ng Galatians. Bumalik sila. Look at verse 9, second part. How can you turn back again to the weak and worthless elementary principles of the world? Whose slaves you want to be once more? From here, pinagalitan ni Paul ang mga Galatians because they were converting back to the law. Back to the religious ABC, as I mentioned a few weeks ago, ang sinasabi ng mga Judaizers sa Galatians, kung gusto mong lumago sa pananampalataya, kung gusto mong mag-mature, kailangan mo bukod kay Jesus Christ, sundin ang law, sundin ang dietary laws. Ngayon, sundin mo yung mga rituals ng Old Testament Judaism. They're bringing them back to sa time ng mga Jews na kung saan kailangan gawin lahat ng mga rituals na ito. Look at verse 10. Yun yung sinasabi dito. You observe days and months and seasons and years. Ano ibig sabihin nito? In other words, the Galatians were starting to follow the Jewish calendar rites as a matter of religious obligation instead of walking and living by grace dahil sa mga false teacher na ito, binalikan na nila yung mga kalendar. Ateo, dapat gawin natin to. Kailangan sundin natin ito. Jewish calendar rites as an obligation. Kagaya ng mga Pharisees, sinunod nila ang whole Jewish system on special holidays. Ano yung mga special holidays ng mga sinusunod ng mga Pharisees? Lang yung Feast of the New Moon and festivals such as a Passover and Tabernacles and so forth and so on. Honestly, all of this ay hindi na po kailangan gawin. They were converting the very kind of religion they had rejected nung na-convert sila kay Christ. And even followed, hindi lang po yung Judaism, pati yung mga superstitious beliefs nila, binabalikan na nila. They started following astronomical signs and celebrated the emperor's birthday, which is worshiping Caesar. The Judaizers are requiring them to practice things that is not anymore essential sa Christian living. Hindi lamang nila pinupush ang justification by obeying the law and festivities. Now, pati yung sanctification nila, kailangan nilang i-obey ang law and festivities. Yun na po nangyayari rito. So, ano nangyayari po dito? It makes following God a matter of doing one's duty rather than receiving the grace of God and living the grace of God. I used to be part ng isang Christian group na they totally exercise and give commands on things na maiikot yung ulo mo. I used to be part of a group na sinaming bawal manood ng sine. Compromiser ka pag nanood ka ng sine. Bawal ang mga babaeng nakamaong. Naku, nasa kamunduhan yan pag nakamaong. Ang gupit mo, dapat hindi mahaba, dapat 2x4. mga youth, hindi na alam kung ano yung 2x4. 2 inches by 4 inches. At dapat, kukuha ka ng, alam mo yung mangkok, lagay mo sa ulo mo, tapos gupitin mo, dapat hindi lumagpas ng kilay yung... Now, what is my point is, these are foolishness. These are legalism. Legalistic, na wala naman nakalagay sa Bible. Na wala naman, di naman dapat kailangan i-practice sa panahon natin ngayon. Of course, these are funny things, but let me ask you this, when giving counsel, mga kaibigan, when you give counsel to sa anak nyo, sa friends ninyo, sa asawa nyo, are you sure that you're using Scripture? Are you sure that's in Scripture? Or opinion nyo lang yun? If you're pushing your opinion, then you're probably pushing legalism. So pagbalik sa ganitong klaseng reliyon, ang isang palatandaan ng kanilang tunay, so ito isang palatandaan sa kanilang spiritual ignorance. Yun ang ginagawa nila. But also a possible sign that they might not be, that they may not be a true child of God. That probably they are abandoning the true living God. That's why ito yung pastoral, fatherly concern ni Paul sa verse 11. I am afraid I may have labored over you in vain. Dadalawang isip siya, talaga bang Kristiyano kayo o hindi? Sa ilang taon na ginugol ko sa inyo? Friends, let us not go back to the point na kung saan we're trying to live a life in winning God's favor. Remember, you can't. Mapapagod ka lang, and it's legalism. We live a life na kung saan pleasing sa harapan ng Diyos because out of gratitude in worshiping God, not because we want to have certain list ng laws na kailangan aprobahan ng Panginoon. We were once slaves to sin because of our idols. Praise God for Jesus Christ. We are now sons and daughters of God. And if we turn back to become being slaves sa mga ito, could it be that you're abandoning the true living God? Let's pray. Father, thank you for the gospel of grace of Jesus Christ. Ipaalala niyo, sariwain niyo sa aming puso at isipan, Panginoon, na kami ay niligtas dahil sa inyong grasya. At kung kami po ay magpapatuloy sa Kristyanismo, lalong-lalo na sa panahon na ito, kami po ay magpapatuloy by your grace. I pray that you would use our brothers and sisters to remind us of this glorious truth. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.